Hey, Matthew. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I did get some really good notes here from Rachel. So from what I gather, you and your partner, you've been doing handyman services, and you're based out of Brighton area, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, obviously, something's been going well for you guys. You know, if you started this business and you've been doing 2 years already. So, out of curiosity, what's your main focus in terms of marketing or growing the clientele base?
I mean, I was using Angie's List for a while, and then a lot of work I've been doing. I mean, I've been doing this for about 20 years now, so I have clients that are repeat customers. Right. You know, they call me for this and that, and, you know, I've been trying to get some extra things on Angie's List and whatnot, but, you know, it's kind of expensive paying for leads that, you know, don't end up working out.
Yeah, we've heard that anecdote from Angie's as well. And so how long have you been trying with them?
I mean, yeah, it's been a couple of years with Angie's List, but I mean...
Okay, you still do what you can to navigate it, even though it is a bit of a chore to work with them.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been using Angie's List for the past, I don't know, probably like 3 or 4 months. I haven't been using them anymore. So I just think jobs have been coming in with, you know, just I've been getting phone calls to do things here and there. And plus, I'm also working full-time, you know, as a carpenter for a large company. So, I mean, most of this stuff has just been, you know, me doing it on my free time.
Okay. So just to make sure we're on the same page, obviously we focus on online marketing. That's more of a branding operation, not so much just buying leads and hoping they go somewhere where you have to be more aggressive with that, but it's really meant to just build out your profile online, make sure your name is more recognizable from someone who's looking for the services you offer and they live in your service area. So just to make sure we're on the same page, because I know what Andy's pricing is and I know we're very competitive with that. So assuming pricing still fits your budget, do you feel that Google is a place where you'd want to start publicizing your presence there as well?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I set up Google Voice Search, so I paid for that. So, I mean, if anybody, you know, uses Voice Search looking for a handyman in my area, like they're supposed to, I'm supposed to come up on that. But, I mean, I know I don't have a website, but... still, I haven't gotten any calls at all from, you know, anybody looking for handyman work with Google Voice.
And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. So you're already trying. So, you know, and I appreciate that. Like, you're definitely giving it a good college try here with a voice search. And I know that that service is a little weird, and here's why. Like, we used to offer that, just to be clear, Matthew. And what we found is a lot of clients, even if they – hold you up through Alexa or Siri or anything like that, the moment that they find out the name of you, then they usually look to go to a computer to find you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
right.
So
yeah,
it's...
because
it's,
they're not just going to, like, call, you know, M&B services, right?
Right. So the only type of service that we've ever found when we were doing it that was worthwhile on voice search was like emergency-based services, like emergency plumbing, right? Like, so the term handyman doesn't really imply that, whereas like emergency plumber or like a emergency tree removal, something where I don't have time to look at reviews. I just need it done, you know, because I got water spewing out or something like that. So,
yeah.
So those type of things did work on voice search, but it was such a major miss across most of our types of clients who do like remodeling work, you know, or anything like household related that requires more of a showcase of what you do. And hopefully that's similar to what you're talking about. And if that's the type of service you offer, where like, I mean, what type of, I know you are a full-time carpenter for your job, but as far as M&B handyman, what are some of the things that you've been like excelling at as far as like what types of jobs you get that you do showcase pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, usually like hanging, you know, pictures or, you know, curtains or blinds and stuff like that. And You know, then there's also people who want, you know, some carpentry work done, you know, windows put in, like doors put in, painting, tiling, flooring, you know, just, you know, kind of like all around type, like, you know, general contractor type jobs that are, you know, not that involved as to like pull a permit for it, but it'd be like, you know, sheetrocking something and painting or like fixing something on a deck or a doorknob or, you know, it's just any kind of like household type of, repairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so here's what I listed while you were talking, cause you gave me a great description. I put minor handyman work, carpentry work, installing windows, installing doors, flooring, small renovations and small remodeling or, drywall work, sheetrock, deck repairs, house repairs. Like,
yeah.
Those are the type of things that you can do. I'm sure fencing is in there too, right? Fence repairs?
Yeah, I have done that. No cabinet.
You don't have to do a permit. Right. So the reason why I talk about that is so, that's where we would excel for you. So basically we build you out, an online presence. So that way you can be found for these keywords on Google. And you don't have to go hunting for these people once you buy a lead like you might with Angie's. And you also don't have to rely on voice search getting you somewhere when people want to see what you do, right? So I sent you a couple text messages while we were talking. I'm not sure if you got them from our 877 number. The first one just says, hi, Matthew. This is John with Local Splash. And then the second one has a sample website for Handy Masters, which you'll see there. Like, there's a bunch of different services we list for handymen that you can pick and choose any of those that you want to apply to you. But this is the site that we would customize for you. If you want us to secure the exact domain of mnbhandymanservices.com or whatever it is that you need us to do, that's fine. So that way you'll have your own website to represent what you do. And then we'll customize it. If you need us to make a logo for you, we can do that. But really, that's just the tool that we provide. This is actually just the free add-on. It's not the service. The service really is the Google optimization site where we go into your Google business profile. Just out of curiosity, have you set one up yet, a Google business profile?
No.
Okay. So we would go into your Google business profile and we would help you get it created as well. And, you know, we have a specialist on the team that can guide you through that. And so once you get created a Google business profile so you can be listed online, in the map listings, we'll optimize that profile so that way you're showing up on the first page, you know, in the greater Boston area if that's where you're really looking to get work. So that's the main core of our business. We've been doing this for about 20 years now. And then what we do in addition to that, because we don't want to just leave one iron in the fire, like how voice search is just voice search, you know, we also do Facebook ads simultaneously. To make sure you get the social media presence as well. So have you ever considered using social media to advertise the business?
Not, you know, cause you're talking about, I mean, I don't really do it with, you know, friends and family type of advertisement. Do you mean like, so it would just come up on somebody's feed?
Yeah. Like, see, you're describing the Facebook ads very well. So if you have your own Facebook, I imagine you've seen these type of ads where you were looking for something at some point during the day. Later on in the evening, if you pull up Facebook, in your newsfeed, an ad will pop that's very relevant to what you're already searching for. You've noticed that?
Yeah, on Google, you mean?
Like, you were searching on Google, but then on, yeah, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically how the Facebook ads work. So it doesn't have to be someone in your network or friends or family. It just showcases your business, and we'll make the ad copy for you and everything like that to advertise MNB. But the only reason why someone even sees your ad on their Facebook feed is if they're already searching for the services you offer and they're in your service area. So it's a very specific form of marketing. Facebook calls it retargeting advertising. And obviously a lot of our clients like it because of the fact that you're not wasting eyeballs, right? It's only for people who are already looking for you. And more importantly, the price is really what people like. So Facebook ads are about 20 times less expensive than trying to use Google ads to accomplish the same thing. So that's why we combine it as a package, just to have two different irons in the fire. And if you're using voice search, I imagine the pricing is very similar. What we do is $100 devoted towards Facebook ads each and every month. That's included in the service. We'll build out your Facebook business profile as well for you with a digital business card and everything like that, just to make sure it's showcased professionally if you haven't done so already. And then we'll include the website and the first page optimization on Google. So grand total, it's a month-to-month program, and so you pay as you go, similar to voice search. And it's a $249 a month to include everything I mentioned, with, again, 100 of that $249 going towards Facebook ads.
Yeah. Okay. So it's $249 a month for advertisement. And then you're going to...
And I'm guessing with voice search, you're paying about the same. Am I wrong? Because I've done my research. It's about that amount. Is that right?
No, I paid like a one-time payment of like $100, and they like set it up, but there's no like reoccurring.
Oh, they didn't do the recurring because a lot of the reputable voice search companies, and don't get me wrong, it does work. It just doesn't apply to all types of businesses. The reputable ones usually charge about $300 a month, so that's why I thought we were talking the same thing there.
No.
Because
yeah, I'm not really exactly sure, because they wanted to set me up a Google account, I mean a website and everything, but I didn't end up doing that, and they just, you know, they ended up just, so basically if I look for, you know, if I go on Alexa and say, find a handyman near me, like I will pop up, but it's like I haven't gotten any business out of that.
Yeah. And again, I understand that, and main reason is, the way that works, it's similar to what we do when you do voice search, because like that we've done it before, so we know the model. It has to be like attended to full time. So when you look on Alexa, usually you're close enough to your home base, which is why you'll probably hear yourself, right? Whereas the way voice search would have worked if it was actively pursued and you were the right kind of a contractor for it, you know, that your business offering, it would be where it would reach out to farther reaching areas of greater Boston, you know, and hit more markets. But again, I just wanted to make sure obviously pricing wasn't too out of bounds. So just hearing the pricing, is it something that you feel is out of range for you at this time? I know you're already working another full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a lot if I'm not getting, you know, any business out of it. So, I mean, I wish there was like a trial period where, I mean, I understand you guys have to do the work to get everything, you know, online and whatnot, but it's like, you know, if this product or service that you're offering me works, I'd have no problem paying you $250 a month if I was generating money off of it.
Right. And that's why we only do it as a month-to-month program. So even if you were just dipping the toe in the water, right, the worst-case scenario for our clients, and again, we don't intend for this, so we don't turn a profit, I want to be clear to you, unless you're with us for like 6 to 12 months. But we still offer you the opportunity to do it month-to-month, so that way you can see a return within the very first month, because your Facebook ads will actually be live, and your new website actually will be live within 7 to 14 days. Just so that way we can make sure to do everything we can to get you a profit, even in month one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like something I'd want to give a try, you know, because just the Angie's List thing is just, you know, I am pretty much getting, the one thing I like about it is that, you know, I can get, an immediate, you know, like, you know, pretty much something could happen immediately. You know, I could get a lead, you know, they send me and I can contact the customer and work something out immediately. But here with this website and, you know, whatever, you know, the Facebook advertisement, it's like, you know, the first month I may get nothing, you know, and then it's like, you guys are going to say, you know, sometimes it takes 2 to 3 months before you, you know, get, you know, before it's actually hits the algorithm and you know, people, you know, start seeing you. So, you know, you gotta, you know, you just gotta take your time. You know, it's gonna take some time, and it's like
I will let you know that. And I'm glad you said those things. Yeah, I'm glad you said those things. I'll be fair to you. Most of my clients, I tell them very, very straightforwardly, like, we understand if you thought 1 month, you know, nothing worked for you and you want to tell us to kick rocks. And the reason why I say that is this, is that, you know, we've been doing this for so long that we're definitely confident that it's going to work out. I mean, your service offering is the type that works with us, right? Like where you reach out and you're looking for different keywords and you're looking for a lot of keywords, right? Like, for example, there are certain types of services that are harder to succeed. Like, have you ever heard of like mold remediation services? You've heard of something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like those types of businesses, they only really have like one or two keywords. So the likelihood of them being in a search result is really, really like slim in terms of how many people are looking for mold remediation at the same time within a given month,
yeah.
You know? So, that's one thing that I would say. But again, to be fair to you, it goes all back to, you know, what makes us credible. And really the only thing I can attest to is the fact that Google rates us on our success as well. So that's why we only work with one client per service area. So what I mean by that is this, is that we don't have overlapping clients in Brighton and surrounding areas. So I know you have a service area of 15 miles. So the only reason why we would even partner with you or give you a chance to partner with us if you choose to opt in is only because we're not working with someone else who does what you do in your service area. Different from Andrew's model where they'll sell your lead to as many people as possible. You know, that just doesn't work for us because Google requires us to be successful with 3 out of every 4 clients nationwide. And that's across about 10,000 clients. So we don't really want to risk it by even having 2 clients overlapping the same service area.
Well,
so that's why I know that's why we only do it month to month.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I mean, so
right.
What's the name of your Local Splash, right? Is that the name of your company?
Yeah, Local Splash. We're based out of Fountain Valley, correct. So we have almost 1,000 reviews online. So, you know, we're definitely, we have no problem you looking us up.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, how are you affiliated with Google? I mean, so basically you're your own entity, Local Splash, or your own company, and so basically you build websites and then put them on, you know, that way I could be Google searched.
We build websites that are optimized for Google search, absolutely. That's why we include them, because we know that they're going to be effective. But the other thing is our partnership with Google goes like this, is that Google certifies us because we invest tens of thousands of dollars with them each and every month on behalf of our clients, mm-hmm. and because we have that success rating where we know how to program a site and also your Google business profile to make sure you start ranking up on that first page. So because we invest so much and we're you know, have the direct back channels to Google, they actually send people from their team to train us on it, because you'll notice as a small businessman, if you try to get someone from Google on the phone directly, They're not taking any calls, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Just because you're not investing enough with them, right?
Call.
Like, but if you start investing $50,000 a month, for example, then they have an account manager for you, for example. Like they train a couple of our team each and every year to be specialists in this, and then our specialists can divulge it to our team. So it works hand in hand. That's what I'm saying. It's very, very important to us to maintain that relationship with Google. And that's why we don't have that kind of cannibalization going on with our clients, because, you know, this is basically the core of the business, is to make sure that Google maintains us as a premier channel partner.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it does sound like an avenue I'm willing to take a risk with, you know, but then again, it's like I kind of, you know, have this feeling that, you know, I'm going to pay for this service and, you know, I'd like to see this website and everything, you know, I'm going to see it. It's probably going to look good and everything. But then it's,
I'm just worried that I'm going to not really get much of a return on my investment over like the next 3 months. I'm thinking that, you know, I may not even get one single phone call.
And that's a fair fear, right? Because right. You did this with the voice search. So, and that's why I'm saying we would never ask for 3 months, right? You're going to have real-time analytics at all times. So you have back-end access to your local splash dashboard where you'll see the traction you're getting, the keywords that we set up for you. You'll see exactly how many times they're searched in your area, you know, in real time. You'll see also how many phone calls come through to you from our advertising efforts. So that's all done in real time as well. But that's why we do the Facebook ads, Matthew, to be fair, because that is really the quick turn type of advertising that works really well for residential-based services. So, you know, that's our main – go ahead. Yeah.
So what about the website? So you're going to create a website off of my information that I give you?
Correct. So basically, you saw the sample site, right, for HandyMasters that I texted over to you?
I mean, it's not really showing me anything. I mean, it's showing me something on a desktop, something on a tablet, and something on a phone. And then I click on it, and it doesn't do anything.
Oh, are you viewing from your phone, or?
Yeah, I'm viewing it from my phone.
Wait, and it didn't show you the actual website?
Okay, so... Yeah, I mean, oh, here it is. Okay, so all the way at the top, I had to click on if I was on a phone, computer, or tablet. Okay, so now I'm scrolling through it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So when you scroll through it again, it's obviously just meant to be a showcase of your work. We can use a bunch of stock stuff just to get you up and running within 7 days, right? Like we use stock photos all the time and stock content. And then you'll see all the different service offerings if you click on the stack on the top right corner with the drop-down of the three lines. So there's a bunch of service offerings, and you can pick and choose which ones you want from that. This is all done through an onboarding call. So to answer your question, yeah, this can be accomplished in 30 minutes on an onboarding call just because we've done so many of these that it's just guidance. And then if there's any tweaks after we're already ready to publish, you know, you let us know, right? We'll tell you we're ready to publish, or we'll tell you we are published, and then find it, and then you find it on Google, and you say, oh, like this little thing needs to be updated because I want this slogan or I want this color scheme or something like that. Those factors definitely can be put into consideration and taken action upon as we're building out your website.
Okay. So I'm on the phone right now with Google. Yeah. Well, actually, Local Splash, yeah. And they do advertisement. So I'm talking to my business partner right now, Brian.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. So he's like basically like explaining to me like kind of how they advertise on like Facebook and how they can create us a website on Google and all that. Right. And I mean, right now he was saying it's around like $250 a month, and it's month to month.
Yeah.
Type of thing, so they build a website for you,
right.
And then they advertise it on Facebook when, you know, if somebody's looking it up on Google, looking for a handyman, like on their personal Facebook, and then we'll pop up, you know, us that are in their area type of thing. So, what was your name again, sir?
John and Matthew, do you want me to email you a real quick an sample ad copy of Facebook just so you and Brian can see what type of ads we're talking about?
What do you say? You're going to email it to me?
Yeah, I can email it to you while we're on the phone just so that you can see some sample ad copies.
Yeah, sure.
What's a good email for you?
Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-U-W, S-T-M, 87@gmail.com.
All right, give me about 10 seconds. You're going to see 4 sample ads. Now, I did remove the personal information from the sample ads, but you'll still see at least the content of it here. You should get an email from jkyle at localsplash.com, and then it should show you the 4 sample ads there.
I'm checking now. So you got MatthewSTM87@gmail.com. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, like St. Mary's. Yeah. Uh-huh. Got it.
Yeah. Anyone look at that?
Yeah. So again, we're going to do $100 of these Facebook ads each and every month. That's included with the $249 price.
Yeah, because, I mean, we were using, I think I already told you, we were using Angie's List, and it's kind of,
yeah,
you know, it does get expensive, but we do get an immediate result. It's the only reason why I'm still.
And that's only because you guys are good at hustling on the phone, because you and I both know Angie's is like a going into a war room every time you get a lead.
Yeah. No, so it's, so basically, so I'm with my partner Brian right now. So you're on speakerphone. He can hear you.
Yes.
You know, I was kind of giving him the, you know, the basics of what we were just talking about, how your company would create a website. And then, you know, you guys are pretty much, you know, a client with Google, and you have, you know, client managers and everybody that, you know, are able to, you know, get in contact.
We get you optimized to the first page of listings, right? Like, so that's the main benefit for you guys, when you work with us, is that when someone's searching for what you do, you're going to show up on the first page of those map listings, you know, and we're going to push you up towards the top of these listings as time progresses. But we all know that immediate results are important to Matthew and Brian. That's why we do the Facebook ads, because those are live within 7 to 14 days, whereas the listings on Google, to make sure you start going up there, yeah, that's definitely something that grows over time, right? But so that's why we have that balance of immediate return plus long-term, you know, growth.
Right. So basically, if let's say like right now we were like, okay, we want to go ahead with this. What would you guys do next? Would I have to like sit down and try to create a website, or you guys mostly do all that with just kind of generic type? Well, what is this here? So these photos right here are just kind of all like photos that you'd find off of like Google, you know, type things. Like this email that you just sent me, like. Are these photos from like an actual company, or are these just like kind of Google images?
Sometimes they're stock and sometimes they're not, because I think there's one with the solar panel company. That one's provided by them. The electrician company, I think they wanted us to use stock on that. Then there's one from the roofing company. That was provided by them. And the tree services was definitely provided by them. Yeah, we always, I mean, we have tons of stock. Yeah, yeah. Like, same exact thing on the website too, right? The website sample I sent you, we can load it up with stock, everything, stock, literature stock, photos, and just you pick and choose the elements that you want personalized, like your about us or your slogan or mission statement, things like that, that are going to help you personalize the site. Exactly. The logo. If you already have your logo, we'll use that artwork. If you need us to make a logo, that's also included. Remember, it's just these are the things that are needed to be successful on Google, so we make sure to include a lot of these odds and ends there.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm, like, kind of asking you all this, because I want to know if there's any, like, extra surprise costs to this.
Right. Yeah, everything I'm describing is included under the $249 bracket. Our onboarding team, so there's an onboarding call once you set up. It takes about 30 minutes. They will introduce a couple, like, a special add-ons that you can opt into that you never have to, and it's not going to change your effectiveness with us at all. It's just some people like things like having a inbound, like, secretary for calls or something like that, like, you know, little things like that. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? The voice automation, like, secretary type person.
Yeah, like somebody would answer the phone, basically.
But it's more of an automation. And then, or other things like that we do that's free, on your website, it'll still have those like AI-based like chatbots and things like that. That's that is also already included, so it's not an add-on either.
Yeah. So what does the website consist of?
Describe what you mean in detail. What does it consist of?
So, I mean, it would basically have, you know, our company logo, our photos, our contact information.
Oh, Brian, did you get a chance to see, did you see the site? I'm sorry, did Matthew pull it up on the phone?
So the text message you sent me, is that what you want me to pull up?
Yeah, yeah, the link there.
Yeah.
For Handy Masters. Oh,
okay. Yeah, all right, so now I'm going to go to phone. And then this is viewing it on the phone, and then
okay.
Scroll.
Oh,
this
right.
is what it would.
Right.
So that's
what it looks like.
The gist of it, I guess.
Right.
And then the stack on the right hand side, like the three lines, you can see all the different service offerings you can pick and choose from. That, from our experience, is connected to handyman work.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I was just curious. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, you didn't see it yet, so like, not your phone. Yeah. I mean, it would be like me trying to describe a website through a phone call, so I understand completely.
Yeah. No, I just showed it to him, so, I mean, all right, so this is what you guys, the service that you offer. So you would make us a website that is able to be looked up through Google, and then, you know.
And the domain most likely will be mbhandymanservices.com or mandbhandymanservices.com, which, you know, again, we're going to find a domain that's almost identical to the business name as close as possible.
Okay, and then you also do a secondary, you know, Facebook advertisement, so we would come up on somebody's feed that was looking for some type of, you know, home repair.
Right, right. And so on Facebook, we also build out your Facebook business profile. Have you guys built one yet?
No, we haven't done any of that. So, I mean, I know you've mentioned that, so that sounds like that's something separate.
No, that's included.
It's included?
Yeah, so basically, all you have to have is a personal Facebook page, because Facebook does require it's connected to a human being, right? So that's a requirement for Facebook. And then once you have a personal Facebook page, even if you make a brand new one just to share with us, that's fine. Then we do is we build out a M&B Handyman Services business Facebook profile. We'll put a digital business card on the top, so that way the moment it pops, people see, you know, your information, what you service, and your phone number on the top of your Facebook page. And then, you know, we'll put a couple photos in the beginning. The only thing we don't do with Facebook is the day-to-day, like, posts. So we're not a social media manager like that. So if you're doing, like, before and after photos, we do ask that you post them at least a couple a month just to show some sort of activity. But
right.
we don't really need any of that for the advertising person, because the advertising portion is really just getting them to click through and call you or look at your profile, as you can see, because the Facebook ads do offer two options, right, where you can do click to call or view the profile.
All right. So would that be a new Facebook page? So it wouldn't be connected to my personal one. So you're saying basically I would have a business Facebook profile that I would be able to add photos to?
Correct. Absolutely. And so you log in through your personal side, right? But your clients will never see your personal Facebook page that it's connected to.
Yeah.
It's just strictly,
so make a new
Facebook
page. Oh, you would.
Yeah, that would be the best thing to do. The best thing to do would be if you wanted to have no connection to your personal profile that is actually your personal profile, you create a secondary Facebook page and then we'll connect that to your business page that we build out for you. And then, you know,
right.
We'll run the ads from there.
Okay. And is there any, like, you know, contract, or is this just something that's month-to-month, or
so month-to-month?
It's a month-to-month pay-as-you-go service. You know, we have to model it for small businesses, and we understand how cash flow is important. So just for example, let's say you like it in the first month, but for whatever reason you're slowing down for to go on vacation. We also allow for pausing and things like that because, again, it's okay. It has to be small business friendly or else, you know, our whole model falls apart.
Right. No, I get you. So I just wanted to ask, so obviously the service costs, you know, $250 a month, let's say. And you say it's month to month. So you're building this website though. You're building, you know, this Googled website that could be found that's pretty much just going to be there, you know, for, you know, who knows how long, you know, 100 years. It's going to be searchable. So how do you guys kind of like make, like, how do you continue to charge $250 for your service once everything is already, like, you know, created and on the internet?
Great question. So how it works is when it comes to optimization on Google, right, because remember, the website is just the tool. The optimization on Google almost, they're almost always, like, in perpetuity changing their algorithm on how websites are programmed to be indexed properly and show up on the first page. So the actual showing up on the map listings, that's a full-time endeavor, right? So that's where we have the guys come in and train us to make sure we're optimized properly. And so that way we would make adjustments as needed for each of our clients to make sure that you're always properly set up on Google. So that's what you're paying for. The website is included as part of that just because of it's an essential tool. So let's say, though, a good question to answer, though, Matthew and Brian, is really if you decide to exit, right, let's say you decide to stop, you can do that. We won't do optimization for you anymore, meaning your Google ranking may, like, trickle down over time. You'll still keep all of your Google reviews. We're not like Yelp where we, like, somehow delete your reviews or anything like that. None of that goes away, but your standing on Google will slowly diminish, right? Just because you're not getting the optimization service. And Google, you know, is a more of a who you know type of business now too. So Google does get alerted when we say we're no longer a partner for you. So, and not saying that we're trying to hold that over you. I'm just saying that's just how Google works, right? But the thing that you can do, let's say, because a lot of our clients graduate from us, if you can understand this model, where you have like 200 reviews, you're super steady with your online presence, and actually, even if we stop, you won't really need us to continue to push you anymore. So some people do graduate like that, and the only thing they want to keep from us is the website. You can keep the website by itself, and our pricing for you would drop down to $50 a month. If all you wanted was a website from us that we'll still manage for you, we'll still update for you if you want photos and things like that. So we'll still give you the same white glove service. It's just it won't be on the optimization side anymore if you decide so like that's what you want later down the road.
Okay. So the website, let's say you make a website for us and put it on Google, and let's say if we, you know, stop doing business with you, would that website be erased?
If you don't want to pay the $50 a month, you will still have an option to keep the domain and then, like, have someone else build a website. But the actual coding of the website, that is intellectual property of ours. Because we know how to code it a very specific way to maintain, like, Google optimization and really show high up on the results, that is something that is copyrighted. So, yes, we do pull down the coding, but we can give you the domain and everything like that as part of it. So that's why we still give you the option, though, to maintain with us as a website provider only at $50 a month if you decide everything else you wanted to exit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so don't want to jump the gun here. You know, I hope I answered most of the questions, but let me know if there's anything else that you need before. I mean, it takes about 10 minutes to really just get everything wrapped up you guys feel everything's ready to give it a shot?
Yeah, I mean, I guess my final question is, can you do anything about the price?
If you don't want Facebook ads, you can do just Google, but I don't think you'll be happy at that level.
No. but there's no, I mean, so your rate that you're, you know, asking about right here, is that $250, is that pretty much the only, you know, is that the amount that we would have to pay right now to, you know, what's the
right, right. You know? So typically, just to, let you know.
Get the price down a little bit, because we're not making much money right now, you know.
I appreciate you for trying to knock it down. So just to let you know, if you look at our website right now, our list price is much different, and we have things like setup fees because we're doing a website and whatnot. So what I was doing, and I know I didn't mention this to you because I just don't want to sound like a used car salesperson. We had a 4th of July 2-week promotion that's still going on through the end of this week, where all setup fees are wiped to zero. And the $249 is our lowest price offer that we do offer ever. And so we start at that point, as opposed to starting at a higher price point and making you feel like you have to fight for it. As you can see, if we include $100 going towards Facebook ads, I'll be hard pressed, and you'd be hard pressed to find a better service provider who does everything I just mentioned at our price point, because $149 is basically what you're paying us, with the other $100 going towards your ad spend for Facebook.
Okay, and so the ads on Facebook, like how often and how much exposure are we going to get on Facebook?
You pick and choose your zip code. So we didn't even talk about that yet, but you choose the actual areas that you want to run these ad copies. And the reason why Facebook ads go so much further than Google ads usually cost you a few dollars per click, right? Whereas Facebook is about 20 times cheaper to where it's in the cents per click. And so since these are retargeting ads that only show up when people are already searching for you on Google, Facebook ads in Boston may not go a full month. I'll be clear on that. However, if it doesn't go a full month, that's a good sign for you anyway. That means you're getting traction on Facebook, and you're getting responses, and you're getting phone calls. And then if you want to change your ad spend because you like the Facebook ads, absolutely. I mean, that's not a problem too, right? Like it's not any different for us just to tell Facebook, hey, these guys want to budget $200 to you this month or something like that. So all those factors are go ahead.
When you say it won't go a full month, what does that exactly mean?
Because just like Google ads, when people click through the Facebook ads, it depletes your budget for the month, right? So you have a budget and we tell Facebook they're not going over that budget. But the only reason why your budget would be depleted is if people reach out.
Right.
So then that budget's $100 a month?
Correct. And that tends to go pretty far. And especially in a lot of the smaller markets, that's why I think Boston is going to be a different a metric for you in terms of how much goes away from Facebook ads that quickly. But because it's retargeting advertising, it'll still be valuable clicks and valuable calls, right? So that's why we say it might be something where you want to invest more in Facebook later, but for now the $100 should give you the right results.
Is there a number on that amount of clicks or amount of exposure? Like, is it like
you'll see that in real time? That's a good question. So you'll see Facebook ads, like how many times it popped up in someone's newsfeed, how many times it clicked through, how many calls, click-to-call buttons you got. You have a back-end dashboard, Brian, that gives you access to real-time analytics. And the main reason why we do all of that is you absolutely have to hold us accountable, right? If we're doing month-to-month, not only do we have to be able to prove to you that it's working, but we want you to be able to prove it to you, right, by having real-time access to all the data.
Right. So how are we supposed to access that real-time data? Do you have a website that we have a login on and
right.
that we can see?
Once we do the setup, that's the very first email you'll get that will go through. It'll include everything in writing that we're talking about, like the actual outline of the program. And then it'll give you a login. It's usually the main phone number, 617-850-5012 will be your basically your account number. And then it'll give you a password so you can log into your dashboard. And that way you'll see everything that's live. You can even make changes to your website from the dashboard as well. I don't really go into too much detail of that step only because most of our clients like to just call into us and tell us to, you know, upload some photos and things like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It all sounds good. So.
Okay. So again, about 5 more minutes of your time just to do a questionnaire and then we'll do the wrap up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Matthew, do you want to be primary on the account or Brian or just both of your names?
So how would you do it as both of our names?
Basically, whoever's name is on the card will be the first name listed, but then I'll also list the secondary or the other name, whether it's you, Matthew, or you, Brian. I'll just put it as a contact that's, you know, co-owner, if you will.
You feel comfortable doing that, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have Brian do it.
Okay. So Brian, is it
B-R-I-A-N?
Is it I-A-N? Okay.
Yep.
Last name?
Cleary, C-L-E-A-R-Y.
And I know I already have Matthew's email, but what's a good email for you?
It's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, 3179@live.com.
Is it live.com, L-I-V-E.com?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the phone number for the business, what do you want the main line for the business to be?
So with that being said, like, is our online presence your number? Or is it not, like, what is, does that matter? Or?
So I think maybe, like, my online presence right now may be the phone number that's connected to M&B Handyman Service. So I'm wondering if I should just do it under mine.
Well, let's see. The one that I see on Yelp, for example, I see one on Yelp of 981-1479.
Yeah, that's my number.
That's Brian's, right?
That's Brian's number.
Yeah, that's Brian's number.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and put that one. So that'll be the main contact then for the business. But if you want a different number at any time, we can still reprogram it. Because here's how it works on Google. We're actually going to set you up with a tracking number. So the number, your personal numbers will not be published on Google or your Facebook ads. Your customers won't notice the difference because when they click to call, it'll still go straight to the 1479 number. And then and you'll see their number too. So there's no confusion there. Not like how Angie's, I know Angie's announces like, thank you for calling Angie's. None of that's happening on the tracking number. It just gives you the analytical data to show exactly what calls came through from our advertising efforts.
Right. Okay. That's
okay. Fine. And then for M&B Handyman Services, I have the address of 54 Turner Street, Unit 2. Is that correct?
Yep.
Brighton, Mass, 02135, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here are the questionnaire items here. So, and then Matthew, since you're going to also be listed on the account as a co-owner, what's your last name?
St. Martin, S-T-M-A-R-T-I-N, with a space in between Saint.
Right. Got it. Okay. Brian. Larry, Matthew, Martin, and the card you'll be using is in your name, Brian, is that correct?
Yeah.
Put both of you as the authorized marketers, so that way either of you can call in and make changes to the marketing plan. Okay, and I already have a list from Matthew of all the different services that I'm going to start with, but if you want to add more to it during onboarding, that's fine. You definitely can. Just to let you guys know what I have right now is carpenter, carpentry, minor handyman work, handyman, carpentry work, installing windows, installing doors, flooring, small renovations, remodeling, drywall work, sheetrock, deck repairs, house repairs, fence repairs, cabinets, cabinetry so far.
Yeah. Can you add shade and blind installation?
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of people always want that around here.
Yeah, like hanging photos and stuff.
Yeah, flat screens, like shit like that.
Like mounting TVs.
Seems like we get a lot of work from little things like that kind of lead to other stuff sometimes.
It's interesting, right? All the things as a handyman you can do that's like they just wanted the labor because they didn't have the skill to do the themselves. It's interesting. Like, you know, go get a level, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to do it.
Want to do anything, you know?
Right. My nephew's down in Naples, and he's just started a power washing business, and I'm like, you know, people don't want to spray their driveway anymore. He's like, nope. they're all old timers, and a lot of snowbirds down there, and they're just like, yeah, they just want to look clean. And the moment they look clean, their garage or driveway looks clean, the neighbor wants it too. It's like, oh, it's perfect.
And it's freaking hot outside too. Nobody wants to go outside and do that.
That's a great business for someone to start down there.
Right, for sure. Yeah, it works really well in the community where they're older, you know?
Yeah. I mean, people power wash their roofs, their siding, their driveways, boats, cars. I mean, there's so much stuff you can do.
Yeah, and because they're, you know, they get a lot of, like, those hurricane force winds, like, you would think that makes the walls clean, but it actually, you know, it's a lot of, like, dirty rain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so you for the Google Business verification, you're going to get an email, Brian, that just walks you through how to get it set up. If you have any issues with setting it up, we do have a specialist on staff, or a few specialists on staff, I should say. But one of them that in particular who usually helps our clients, her name is April. So if you have any questions, just let us know, and April or someone else on April's team will be glad to help in that regard. But again, we'll make sure that it walk you through that. Most of the time, they're going to ask for like a video of your, you taking a video of like your home base, your work truck, and anything else. If you have like a business license for the city and insurance and whatnot, they'll ask for that as well. I know being a handyman, some of those things aren't required, but, sometimes Google does look for those things as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then we do a full onboarding call. We have availability anytime tomorrow. Earliest time slot is from 10 to 11, and the last available time slot of the day is from 6 to 7. So when did you want to do the onboarding?
From 6 to 7.
Okay. I'll pencil that in here. All right, give me a couple seconds. I'm going to get that emailed to you right now.
Sure.
All right, you should be getting an invite from jkyle@localsplash.com. For tomorrow from 6 to 7. Oh, I guess tomorrow's the day you can get a free Slurpee as well if you wanted to, right? 7-Eleven day.
Yeah. So you guys do you guys do business with businesses in the Boston area. You were saying to me earlier that you don't usually work with multiple companies in the same area. Was that right?
So correct. So the concept that makes it easiest to understand, Have you ever seen a McDonald's across the street from another McDonald's, like right across the street?
Yeah, on the highway usually.
Okay, so sometimes on a highway, and the only other place I've seen it is in Times Square, right? It's literally across the street. And the reason they do that is the franchise has a commitment to the franchisees, right? And it's that they're going to make sure that there's enough foot traffic to accommodate both, right? Same type of thing here is that the way we are rated by Google is we have to make sure you're successful. So in order to do that, we're not going to overlap you with another like handyman who does what you do in your service area. And we the way the service area is set, it's set by Google, right? So Google will run the algorithm. And we, just from your zip code, right, we knew your zip code before we called. We knew that we had availability in your zip code. But the moment that Google sets your radius, we're not going to work with anyone else in that radius. And typically it goes for the full 15-mile service area that you mentioned.
Okay. Yeah.
So that way there's no overlap, and it's just no conflict of interest. It just makes it easier for everyone if we can focus all of our energy on one client in the service area.
Okay.
And then for the Facebook page, Brian, do you want to provide yours or Matthew yours, or you guys are going to make one and then just provide it later?
Well, we're gonna make one. But I mean, if you need one right away to
not
get this thing started. No. Okay.
Yeah. If you can get one made by tomorrow's call, that'd be great, and then just provide it to the onboarding team.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so it could be like an empty type profile, right? Just kind of have.
I would recommend putting like someone's like photo on it just to make it look like someone intended on making one for themselves on Facebook. But yeah, other than that, you don't have to have much on it. It just has to have the human being that this is connected to. So it should still be the first and last name of whoever you want to connect this to.
Okay.
But again, the main purpose is we're going to create the Facebook business page, and that's how we connect it to Facebook. And, you know, people will only see your Facebook business page on those ads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the reminder of the free service of the call tracking, as I mentioned, the number that you'll see published online, slightly different from your phone number, so that way you have the analytics behind the scenes. Okay, last thing is what cities specifically, or if you want to choose zip codes for tomorrow, that's okay. But any cities specifically off the top of your head that you want to make sure we're marketing you in?
Yeah, we'd like, could it be multiple?
Yeah, as many as you want. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was looking for Boston, Cambridge, Newton, Wellesley, Weston. What else do we have? Man, it sucks. Brookline. Yeah.
All right, let me start typing all these in here. So Brookline, Wellesley,
Weston.
Cambridge, Weston, Boston, of course. All right, so here's what I saw. I saw Wellesley, and then you said Westwood, right? Or Weston?
Weston.
Cambridge, Boston, Newton, Brookline. Okay, that gets us a good idea. Are you doing anything north, like Lexington?
No,
Waltham, Watertown, Medford.
Like Concord. So it's like Wellesley, Western.
We don't want to go too far away just because, like, the commute, like, you know, we do it a lot.
Trying to stay out of central, right? You want to go into city Boston if you can avoid it, I'm assuming, right?
Right,
yeah. I mean, we do. You know, we do end up in Boston, which is fine, Back Bay and Beacon Hill and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's all well and good. It's just like, I think our service area, the, you know, the area codes we gave you, I mean, are pretty much, you know, what
yeah,
we think.
Because you're hitting the outskirts. Right, you're hitting the outskirts well, and that's good. And then do you mind if I take out Boston then specifically, or do you still want Boston in there?
I mean, Boston is, you know, that pretty much goes from, like, Dorchester all